Hello and welcome to DC Talk Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Ashish Somaiah, who is the CEO at White Oak Capital. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Somaiah.
Hi Shataj, thank you very much for having me here.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that the year 2021 started off on a positive note, and since then the rally has only strengthened. But the near-term risks, such as rising crude oil prices, U.S. Treasury yields, somewhat dampened the sentiment. What is your view on the market, and what should investors do?
Yeah, I'm sure whatever we witnessed right from October, November. I think till the time November 2020, when the Nifty regained its previous peak of say 12,400 or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. I think till then, I'm sure everybody was watching it with a sense of relief. Right. But I'm sure after November till date has been more bewilderment rather than relief. Really, I'm sure it's been a surprise for everybody. But, in terms of risks, I think there are twofold other than what you mentioned already.
Right.
I think one of the key things to watch out for is the sustainability of the corporate performance. Because if you see in different quarters, it's been reported that a lot of this amazing earnings performance is a result of, great margin expansion because all kind of input costs, sales, marketing, advertising, distribution, logistics, all those costs have been low while volumes have come back to at least pre-COVID level for many businesses.
Sure.
Now the clear question is, whether we are able to see actually sales growth or volume growth, and does the, because margins may not sustain at these levels, but can we actually see sales growth and volume growth? I think that is what one needs to watch out for in terms of sustainability. As far as yields are concerned, I think that in the last few years, we all know that, if there is so much of slackness in yields and liquidity, that has probably been because of lackluster economic prospects. On the other hand, if we expect that the economy should kind of revive, then some traction in interest rates is not something which we should be averse to.
Right. And in fact, if you look at the last 1 year, or you could say from the previous financial year, the Nifty 50 has rallied about 30%, which is also the COVID hit year. Do you think FY22 will be as vibrant for investors, or should investors sort of pare down their expectations for, for the next financial year?
So my sense is that, if corporate performance, if we say that, nominal GDP growth actually turns out to be 14-15%. Right. And in the next 2 years, we maintain, at least a reasonable teens kind of number, then I think investors have reasons to be positively inclined or constructive on equities, no doubt. Very difficult to put a number. But, if you really look at it in the last few years, what has been the biggest challenge? The biggest challenge is that in the last few years, many, many years, nominal GDP growth has been barely, from a low of 6% to maybe 10-11% kind of numbers. And long range history shows that corporate profit growth is tied in or is synchronized. It ends up being almost equal to the long range nominal GDP growth. So last few years, there have been many stop starts. There have been many interventions in the economy, some deliberate and some inflicted upon us. So last few years, if you actually ask me, nominal GDP growth has been a disaster. Corporate performance obviously has been disastrous. But if you jog back to the previous cycle, say 2003 to 2008, we consistently had nominal GDP growth in the teens. And we also had corporate profit growth growing 20-25% YOY. That was the last serious bull run. So if we actually witness, a new economic cycle breaking out from here, then there is every reason to be positive. I think we'll know in the next quarter or so.
Right. Well, that's encouraging words from you, Mr. Somaiah. And so where are the opportunities in this market for the next financial year?
See, at White Oak, we are typically, we practically have investment in every sector. Mm-hmm. And, it's cliched, but we are obviously not looking at anything top-down, not looking at anything macro. Strictly looking at bottom up. And if you ask us, we find opportunities in practically every sector. So whether it is capital market entities, whether it is even real estate, for example, or even, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, capital goods, engineering. So we have exposure across, but I just feel that since you're asking from probably a thematic perspective, I do feel that everything to do with capital markets and capital market entities is something to watch out for, you know, because traditionally people have been looking at BFSI as a very narrow segment. Mm-hmm. But in the last few years, the number of businesses in capital markets and BFSI, mm-hmm. That is coming to the markets has expanded quite significantly. And there are very many almost like, you know, monopolistic businesses which one can look at. So that's a significantly interesting area. And then, you know, there are other many other services or digitally enabled or technology led businesses, which are also becoming very interesting.
Right. So opportunities available in, you know, most of the sectors, but yes, capital market entities as well as technology led companies, something which investors can watch out for. And, you know, as you rightly, I mean, you're talking about the White Oak. So how did your funds perform so far in FY21? And what is the investment philosophy or how do you value a company?
So at White Oak, you know, FY21, I think numbers look very, very strong. For a moment, you know, if we break it up, let's say look at calendar 20, which is the challenging period. Mm-hmm. Since we manage mainly all multi-cap products, you know, whether it's our offshore funds or our PMS or AIFs, they're all multi-cap. Our flagship portfolio was up 36% in the calendar year 2020. You know, and so it's more than double the return on the benchmark. Our benchmark is obviously the broad market index, which is the 500 stock index. So more than double the return on the index. My sense index was in the range of 15-16% kind of number for the year, and we were more like 35-36% for the year. So that has been fantastic. 2021 calendar, obviously the market has been you know, on quite a roll. So we are in line with the market, actually. Not significantly better off, not really worse off. We are in line with the market as far as calendar 21 is concerned. So if you still take the full financial year 21, and you know, we still have almost a month to go. Okay. But if I take financial 21, I think we'll still be, you know, significantly ahead of the market by a mile, actually.
Right. A significant alpha already created with respect to the match. That's good news. And so what is your take on the privatization drive, which has fueled rally in PSU, PSU banks, as well as energy space? And how should one play this theme?
See, I think, you know, these, say, for example, themes are always, you know, cyclical and riddled with risks. And a lot of times the logic which is given is, you know, all related to mean reversion and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Now, I think by nature, if you think that the logic of investing in something is that right. The valuations are suppressed, mm-hmm. and, you know, there will be like a spring effect and there'll be mean reversion. Mean reversion by nature is cyclical. And we are averse to any form of, you know, betting on cycles and those kinds of things. Right. So while I'm very, 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 very happy with the statements or the pronouncements of the government and the Honorable Prime Minister, mm-hmm. which speaks about, you know, the government should not be in business. I think that is a clearly a positive sign, because we have many, many of these businesses, you know, which are very strong, which are in monopolistic areas also. And, you know, if they are freed from government linked management, and if they can operate as private sector entities and, you know, unleash their full potential, I'm sure they will perform very, very well. But yet our outlook will be to invest purely based on the business and the fundamentals, and not based on, you know, okay, there is going to be a sell off of government stake, and, you know, that there'll be some value unlocking purely because of a PSU rally. Mm-hmm. I think that won't be the perspective. Sure. If they actually come into private sector and if we find the business fundamentals to be meritorious, then definitely nothing stops us from participating. But a thematic perspective is clearly out of the consideration.
Right. And there's plenty of euphoria in the primary market space. You know, we saw that in 2020 and it has continued in 2021 as well. So you must have seen this phenomena play out in every bull market. But what is the right checklist which, you know, one should follow while investing in the IPO?
No, in fact, if you see, Shitij, you know, nowadays the whole primary market space, you know, IPOs, etc. is quite exciting, because in the last 2 to 3 years, you've seen very differentiated businesses. And, you know, that is one of the things, at least for me as a market participant, that is something which is so exciting about India. Mm-hmm. You know, because the first insurance company got listed barely 2 to 3 years back. Right. So now is when the excitement is starting. That's why, you know, briefly when you asked me, I also mentioned about capital markets.
Right.
Because, you know, whether it not only insurance, you know, AMCs, exchanges, the registrars, depositories, so many of these businesses, and, you know, some digitally led businesses, which also, you know, fintech, so many of these businesses, which also play in the financial services ecosystem, a lot of these have started coming into the market or will only come into the market as we go along. And, you know, this is not, we are, the primary market right now is nowhere close to what we saw in 2007, 8 kind of thing, you know, where at the late stage, there were very many businesses which came in, which were not exactly ideal from a retail investor's perspective. And then, you know, people had some bad experiences. Compared to that, I think we are still seeing some great companies coming to the market. And this is going to be a space to really watch out for. When you mentioned checklist, I think, you know, look, one has to clearly look at you know, the differentiation. What is different about this business? What kind of segment or market is it addressing? What are the core strengths? You know, I think that is what one needs to really watch out for. But, you know, generally in the past, we have seen many people who say that, okay, you know, don't invest in IPOs. I'm not from that school of thought at all. I think, as you know, right now, many differentiated businesses or many segments of the market which were never in the listed space, they are coming. So, you know, of course, we have to watch out for that.
All right. Well, encouraging words from you, Mr. Zamaya. Thank you again, Mr. Zamaya, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.